Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous, and I am enjoying my journey of purpose. Yes, I'm enjoying my journey with the Lord. And maybe you say, how can you enjoy yourself in this pandemic? Well, it's because the pandemic is not in me. The joy of the Lord is my strength, and I am praising God for that. And I'm using this time in this pandemic to draw closer to the Lord. As we are sheltered in, I'm using it to get closer to Him. That means to get in His Word more, to pray more, to do things on His program. Praise God that He would be pleased with me. So I'm praising God on this afternoon for this broadcast, for this time to talk and share and encourage you on today on God's program. It's a privilege and it is an honor that God has given me this time to be with you. And I thank God, and I give Him all the glory and I give Him all the praise for all that He's done, that He's doing, and that He's going to do. And so it keeps me encouraged to keep my focus on the Lord. And that's what I want to encourage you on today, to keep your focus on God, not on the situations, not on the things that are going on, but keep your focus on the Lord and allow him. He is our strength. He is our Redeemer, and He knows exactly what to do. He knows what He's doing. He's in charge. Praise God. Allow God to direct you through here. Praise God. It's like we're in a maze and we're going through. He's not lifting it up, but we've got to go through it. So praise God. I want to help you today to put on some strength that you may go through and not looking at the situation, but with your focus and your eyes on the Lord. And we're going to pray together that the Lord will strengthen us all, praise God, and that He would have mercy upon us all as we all go through this pandemic. We sing a song, I'm going through. I don't care what the rest of the world decides to do. I made up my mind, ain't gonna turn around. Started with Jesus and I gotta go through. I'm going through. I don't care what the rest of the world decides to do. I made up my mind, ain't gonna turn around. Started with Jesus and I gotta go through. So So I just want to encourage you today. Praise God. We've got to go through. But with Jesus holding our hands, we can make it. We can make it through. So I praise God for you on this afternoon for joining in with me. And I put the phone number out on Facebook on today. So if you would like to join in with us and talk about the topic for today, which is they that wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord. So let's just have a word of prayer, and then we will come back and we will get into our topic and talk about they that wait upon the Lord. Are you waiting? Are you one that is waiting upon the Lord so that your strength might be renewed? Maybe you're weak right now. You've had a lots of things to happen to you during this pandemic. But I want to encourage you, praise God, to look to the hills from which cometh your help. All of our help, it comes from God. Most gracious Father, on this afternoon, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for this, another day that you've given us. And we thank you for it. It's another opportunity, God. Oh, praise God, to do on your program, Lord. And we thank you. Another day to be encouraged. Help us to lift up our heads, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And look to you, God. Thank you, Lord, the strengthener of our minds, of our souls, of our being. Oh, God, you're the only one that know how to encourage our heart, God. Encourage the hearts on today in the name of Jesus. Go in the hospitals, God. Go in the homes of your people and encourage them, Lord. Those that have lost loved ones, God, they're down and out, don't know what to do, God. Oh, but you know, God, go there, be with them, Lord. Encourage them on today. Pick up their hearts and their minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, give them the strength that they need today to move forward, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Look on the Townsend family, God, and bless them, God. Only you, God, only you, thank you, God, know how to heal that heart, God. Do it for your glory, God. And we'll give you the glory, the honor, and the praises. Continue to bless in our families, oh God. We thank you for that, God. In the name of Jesus, call that backslider, God. Call him back, oh God. And that man, that woman, that boy, and that girl that don't know you, God. In the name of Jesus, send somebody to tell them of your goodness, that they may taste and see just how good you are, God, how loving you are, God. And we just thank you for that right now. In Jesus' mighty name that we pray. And Father, you said that we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. Thank you for direction on today on this program, God. And we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, God. And amen, and amen. Praise God for you on today, Sister Tara. It's another Wednesday. Praise God that God has blessed us to be here on his program. It's a privilege. Praise God. I don't take it for granted. And I thank God for it on today. How are you today, Sister Tara?
Blessings and greetings to everyone. This has been a blessed day, and I thank God for the subject on today, and I'm excited to talk and listen to Dr. Mary Green for what God gave her for us today.
Amen, amen. And our topic today is they that wait upon the Lord. You know, we have a lot of things going on in our lives, the pandemic, and even before the pandemic came, there was a lot of things going on in our lives. So it's a lot going on, but the Lord will renew the strength that's taken from us from these situations, because, you know, when you're hit with a situation, it really do take the strength out of you. Oh, praise God. But he say if we just wait on him, thank you, Lord. If we wait on the Lord, praise God, don't get in a hurry. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But see what God has to say about it, how he wants us to handle it. And if we wait on him, praise God, I believe, and I've seen him do his stuff by waiting on him. So he says, they that wait upon the Lord. And I realize that we are in this pandemic and people are leaving here. If every day you hear the number of people that are leaving here. But I want to encourage you to not give up on God. Don't quit God, because where are you going to go? Where are you going to go if you give up on God? That leaves you open to the enemy, praise God, and he sure don't love you. And so he'll make you hurt yourself and others. But we want to wait on God. Give it to the Lord. Don't try to fight yourself. The battle belongs to God. So we want to wait on him. The song says, lean on me when you're not strong. And that's what God is telling us, to lean on him when we're going through and we're not strong and we need strength. And he said, I'll be your strength and I'll help you to carry on. It's one day at a time when we can't see our way. Praise God. You know the story about the footprints in the sand and how that it started out with four sets of prints. Four. And that's because it was you and I, you and the Lord, and me and the Lord, started out with the four sets. But oh, as we walked on with him, it went into two. And that's because he's now carrying us. Let the Lord carry you. This is too much for you to carry. We weren't built to carry all of this weight upon ourselves. But give it to the Lord and let him carry some of this weight for you. Praise God. And Isaiah, thank you, Lord Jesus, 40:3. But they that wait upon the Lord shall, he didn't say might, he said shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. Woo! Have you ever seen an eagle and how he rises above the storms? And then when he get above the storm, he just soars. He just soars. And that's what we want to do with Jesus. He helped us to rise above the storm because he's carrying us. And he helped us to soar. So like the eagle, they shall run and not be weary. We don't want to be weary. This is not a time to be weary. That's why we take advantage of this opportunity that we're sheltering in. So we don't look at it as a negative, but this is an opportunity for us to get closer to God. And they shall walk and not faint. We won't faint if we keep our focus on God. They that wait upon the Lord. Oh, praise God. Are you waiting? Are you waiting on the Lord? Or are you moving out in self? Oh, praise God. Sister Tara, what you got to say about that?
Well, when you wait, the day that wait on the Lord, he will renew your strength. You'll run and walk and not faint. And there is no reason for anyone to be weak when they walk, talk, eat, and pray the holy word of God, because he gives power. He gives strength in all matters of life before, during, and after the pandemic or the world situation. We have to wait patiently. We have to rest in the Lord. And the song that we all sing, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And I like in the Bible, where the Bible says, fret not. It means we don't have to worry.
Yes.
And that is the promise in the word of God. And it was written,
yes,
and it lasts forever and ever. Because what God promised, he holds his word to all who believe and receive it.
Yes, yes. He's not an Indian giver. He don't give us something, mm-hmm, and then take it back. If God said it, if he promised it, it's in his word, and he will do what he said. He said he would never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Oh, praise God. So we have to get in his word and allow his word to get in us. I love Fill Up Sunday because that's what I go to service to get, a fill up. I'm not worried about who's there or what they're wearing, but I'm going to get a fill up. I don't know what's going to be in the week, but I know if I go to the house of the Lord and I hear the word, praise God, that I'm going to get a fill up. So I keep my focus when I go there, praise God, and get into the service of the Lord. And serve and be served. Serve, praise God, doing that the Lord has given, and then receiving the word of God. Praise God. Lamentations 3:25-26 says, the Lord is good to those who wait for him. Are you one of those that waiting on the Lord? He said he's good to those. Praise God. God know how to make up the short. He knows how to touch us where we're hurting. He knows how to hold us, how to hug us when we're hurting. Oh, praise God, to have a hug from the Lord, because he can make everything all right. It says, to the soul who seeks him. Are you seeking the Lord? They that wait upon the Lord. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Are we waiting? It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. If you don't know him in the pardon of your sin, oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is a good time. This is a good time to get to know him and see what the Lord is all about. Oh, praise God. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I know him for myself. I heard about him before I received Christ in my life. I heard about him. And there's a song say, have you heard about him? Oh, yes. Do you know about him? Yes, I do. And I thank God that I can say that for myself. Praise God. Yes, I heard. And now I know through the experiences that I've had with him, I know him for myself. Oh, praise God. I know what God, thank you, Lord Jesus, can do. I've seen him do his stuff. Oh, praise God. Are you a witness, Sister Tara? Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, I am a witness.
Yes. Have you seen the Lord work in your life?
Yes, I have, and I have learned to wait patiently because some things just don't come overnight, and a lot of things instant is not good for us. Me, I can say personally.
Amen, amen. That's where we have to wait on the Lord. Praise God. But we're living in that time where everybody wants things right now, instantly. We're living in a microwavable, I've heard people say, time now, where you want it instantly. Oh, praise God. And as Sister Tara said, everything that you get that's right now, it may not be good for you. Praise God. So we have to wait. We have to wait upon the Lord. If he say move out, well, it's time to move. If he say be still, it's time to be still. It's what God says, and that's why we need him. He said, acknowledge me in all of your ways and your doings, and I will. I just love it that God don't say I might. He said, I will He said he will direct our path. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, so we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away. Our inner self is being renewed day by day. Every morning, praise God, is renewed mercy. God's mercy is renewed. We can get renewed in him. Maybe yesterday we did not make 100. Oh, but his mercy was renewed this morning, Sister Tara. God's mercy,
yes,
praise God,
mercy.
Got a brand new chance. Got a brand new chance. I can start all over again. Strive for that 100 today. Praise God, because that song said 99 and a half, it just won't do. Got to make 100. Praise God. So if we wait on God, if we wait on God, our inner man will be renewed. It is being renewed day by day. Though that outward man, praise God, wasting away, but inside we're getting stronger, stronger in the Lord. We just wait on him. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. God's grace, his grace is sufficient. That's why we look to the hills from which cometh our help. And all of our help, it comes from the Lord. Praise God. Even though sometimes, thank you, Lord Jesus, God puts us on the wheel. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see the potter, praise God, and we are the clay. The potter sometimes have to, I don't know how they do it on that wheel, but some of that clay falls off because he's making whatever he's making into a beauty piece. Praise God. And God, thank you, Lord Jesus, he wants us to flourish no matter, no matter, thank you, God, what we go through. God wants us to flourish in him. So sometimes we have to be put back on that wheel, and some of that stuff is taken off of us as that wheel go around, because he's that potter is making that beautiful, beautiful piece, and that's us. So we have to look to God for our strength as he's taking us through. Yes, as God is taking us through. My grace is sufficient. His grace, he said, is sufficient for us. For my power is made perfect in weakness. He said, when we are weak, yet are we strong, because we have him in our lives. So we can be strong in the Lord, yet going through. Praise God. A lot of people start out going through, but they quit. They quit in the middle. So they don't know what the other side looks like by going through whatever God has sent in their lives. They that wait upon the Lord, oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. They that wait, you got to wait. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wait on the Lord. Don't move too soon. Don't move too quick. Did you get God's approval on that? Or did you just go and do it yourself? But they that wait upon the Lord, God will give that answer. And when God gives an answer to move out or to go or to stop or to quit or don't go, it's always the right answer. David, when they stole his family, took his wives, his children, praise God, got back to the camp, and none of them was there. Oh, praise God. They wanted to blame David for the men in the camp. Blame David for what had happened. Oh, praise God. But David had to go somewhere and encourage himself. Praise God. And he went before God and he asked God, should I pursue And God told him, yes. He waited on God. God told him, yes, pursue and recover all. So not only did David recover his family, oh, praise God, but he recovered wealth, praise God, from the enemy. And God said that he would do that, praise God. So we've got to wait on God. We don't see it. It's not by sight, but it's by faith that we wait. It's by faith that we wait on the Lord. Praise God. So he said, his grace is sufficient for us, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. We can boast in the Lord. Can you boast, Sister Tara, in the Lord?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Only in God.
Yes. 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 We can boast in the Lord of his goodness, of how he heals, of how he delivers, and how he sets free. And every morning from 7:15 until, we are praying and boasting in the Lord about his goodness. We are praying for others. Oh, praise God, as we have been doing for the last 3 years, and watching God deliver people, bring people out, bring them through, heal them. Oh, praise God. Even from COVID, God is healing. Amen, amen. Praise God, as we're praying and believing God. Thank you for his healing power, because he is God. He is God. So why would not boast or praise God on him? Yes, yes. Then I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. See, I'm not in here alone. I have him. When we receive Christ in our lives, we receive strength to go through the different situations. Psalms 27:13, and it says, I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. I'll be strong, and let your heart take courage and wait for the Lord. Hebrews 12:1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Praise God. And Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Praise God. So we can't quit. We can't give up. We've got to hold on and hold out. Help! It's on the way. They that wait upon the Lord. Sister Tari, you want to have some last words? Praise God.
I thank God for all the scriptures that you have read, but in Psalm 34:2, it says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. And we just have to remember, we have to boast and exalt and praise the Lord of our life and our salvation. And we cannot go wrong, because we don't have no strength of our own. Our strength is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I enjoyed this topic and this subject and all these scriptures that I've written down that I can meditate on the rest of the day. And God bless everybody, and God bless Dr. King.
Amen, amen. We praise God for the broadcast on today. So until the next time, right here, next Wednesday, amen. Have a fabulous day, right? Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Sister Tara. Praise God.